Injury report update, I should say. Ron Leary, limited with his elbow. Ty Davis, limited with his ankle. Emmanuel Sanders, limited with ankle. Malik Watson, foot, limited. Latimer, full with his knee. Excuse me. Will Parks, shoulder, full. Shane Raitt, wrist, full. And Stevenson Calf, DNP. Questions?
Fans were all a little baffled by Demarius's touchdown skid, 13 games in a row without a touchdown.
Yeah.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, obviously he is a number one receiver in our offense, and obviously game plans are made to stop him from scoring touchdowns, you know, and you know, our overall goal is to win games. You know, whoever scores the touchdowns, but obviously he's one of our best players. So the more he scores, the more we can win. But our pass game goes through 88 and 10. So however they play us, you know, we have to take advantage of it.
Speaking of 10, do you expect to, where is it looking right now in terms of whether you expect to have him on the field on Sunday?
He's progressing fast. He's a tough guy. He wanted to go last week and he wasn't quite ready, but chances are he will go this week.
Looking at the statistics, Philadelphia has the best run defense in the league.
Yeah.
Is that a product of them being that good, or teams just aren't running against them because the Eagles are so far ahead that you really can't?
Yeah, well, it's a wide nine aggressive front, so the front's really good. You know, starting with Fletcher Cox, I mean, he is a top five guy in this league as far as D tackles. So that's where it starts, but they're aggressive at D-line, and their backers are really aggressive and great tacklers. So they're that good. I think they're 70.8 yards a game, and we are 71.9, something like that. So that speaks to how good they are.
How about when they don't have to bring extra guys and they can get pressure? You know, they get pressure with four so often. How difficult is that?
Absolutely. I coached that front last year, and it's all based on the front. You know, and the front four, they play the run on the way to the pass. That's the front they play. But they're really good up front. You know, they've got four real rushers, you know, and that's the key to being a great pass rush team, having guys that can spell each other, keep guys fresh. It's part scheme and it's also part personnel.
What kind of problems does Zachers pose?
The same problems that the guy posed last week for us, 87 in Kansas City. I mean, those guys are tough matchups because they're too big for corners, they're too fast for linebackers, and sometimes too fast and too big for safety. So we have to do a better job with those guys. We've played two of those guys. The Giants guy, the rookie, he hurt us a little bit, not much, but obviously last week the guy had, I think, 7 for 133, which is way too much, and really 4 chunk plays. So we've got to figure out how to help our safeties and help our backers cover those guys better. But they are matchup problems.
With some of the tight end production, is that sometimes, because you guys aren't given much of anything up anywhere else, is it sometimes a matter of, there's something that has to get, like, something has to be given up?
Well, we are a man-free team because our corners, right? Right. We have three corners that can play man-to-man against anyone in the league, okay? That helps your pass rush. It helps your run game to load the box. So teams know that. So to kind of find a soft spot in our pass defense, it's not through those corners. It's through our linebackers and safeties, which we all, you know, have watched this for 3 years, you know, even when Wade was here. So it's no secret, you know, we have to do a better job of helping those guys versus the special tight ends, the special backs out of the backfield.
With when people extend plays,
yes,
it's a little different than when quarterbacks attack your secondary to mm-hmm. get the ball out.
Yeah.
Do you see that as an opportunity perhaps for Vaughn perhaps to make more plays because Wentz is willing to take
the quarterback does hold the ball some, but him, he's got the courage to hold the ball, you know, and he's a really sharp guy. He's making clean reads. He can also run with it. So he's holding the ball, but he's also escaping the pocket, which is scary for a defense. But when the ball's being held, absolutely. You know, it helps to have our corners close in coverage so we can hold the ball, and it helps to have Vaughn and Shane rushing. Absolutely.
Will Brian and Trevor be the only two active quarterbacks on
the field? Yes. We're dressing two quarterbacks. Brock's the starter and Trevor's the backup. And Paxton will be down.
How does a quarterback go from North Dakota State to having so much success so quickly in the NFL?
I'm not sure. You know, his background, but he's a second pick of the draft for a reason. He is a talent. I mean, he's a big guy. He's got a great arm. He's got great legs. He's got courage and poise. He's smart. So I'm not sure how he got to that school, but, you know, where he is now, he's a special player. I mean, he's up for the MVP, you know, in my opinion, watching the guy play. But he is a playmaker, and he plays with a lot of courage. I mean, he's got some Brett Favre in him. He doesn't slide. You know, he runs for first downs. He hangs in the pocket, holds the ball a long time on occasions to make big plays. But he's a special player, so I'm not sure how he got there. But where he is now, he's special.
Vince, you spent time with Jay Ajayi.
Yes.
Can you have an understanding of how they might use him just because you know him, or is it kind of up in the air since he's so new?
When you trade for a guy, you know, it happened, Monday, Tuesday, you know, and in a game Sunday. So if he's in the football game, it's going to be a limited package, probably to run the football. You know, if he's even dressed, guys, that's tough to bring the guy in. They've got three or four backs that they're playing with that, you know, being successful. So it would be tough to even dress him. But if he's dressed, obviously it's going to be run plays.
And a few more for the coach?
You probably saw a lot of Brock's game film with the Texans.
Yes.
And his mechanics.
Yes.
Are they different today than they were with the Texans?
You mean his throwing mechanics?
You got it.
No. No different. I think that's really overstated, his throwing mechanics. I mean, Brock's been a quarterback his whole life, you know, and it hadn't changed. And he's been recruited to be a top guy. He's been a second-round pick. He was a top-notch free agent in this league. So if that was a problem, you know, that would have appeared his head years ago. You know, he has a strong arm. He's a tall guy. You know, so with his mechanics, he's also 6'7". You know, so he's over the top of all of us. So that won't be a problem. He's an accurate passer. He's a smart guy. Knows where the ball's going. So I feel good about Brock.
Do we have an update on Jake Butt? Status?
Jake is still working through, you know, learning the offense, obviously, and getting into football shape. You know, we've got to obviously decide on Jake by Monday, so you know, we're figuring it out.
Final two.
Any concern with Todd Davis being able to go?
Any concern? He's treating. He's getting better, you know, day to day. I mean, he had a high ankle sprain, so Todd, you know, should have been out, you know, in probably a couple weeks to 3 weeks, but Todd's a tough guy. You know, he wants to go. He almost went last week, so we'll see. We'll see where he's at.
Last one, James.
Vance, yes. Peterson was a rookie head coach 2 years ago, and now there's so much talk about the winning culture that he put in that locker room.
Sure.
Now, this is your first year, and you're trying to probably get the same type of culture. How do you, and personally, going about getting the culture you want to build over time?
Right. Well, the culture obviously starts with, you know, your locker room, and it helps to win. You know, when you're a new coach and you're putting your touch or your culture in place, if you're winning, it helps to kind of spread the culture out because guys believe in it, you know. So, you know, watching Doug, you know, win games, that helps, you know. And having a good young quarterback, you know, who's having success and having a fiery defense, that helps, you know. So players only buy culture if it's working and they're winning. That's what helps your culture grow. You know, if you're losing and not winning games, your culture kind of suffers because it speaks to it's not working. You know, so I think winning games helps your culture grow.
Thank you, coach.
Thanks, thank you, guys. Okay. Have a good day.